I think mixing violence with glamour goes really good together.
But I think those people that are accusing us of putting on the show or something like that are people whose lives are so boring that they think no one could be like this, you know?
And people don't really act like there's nothing natural about acting this way, you know? They can't conceive that it could be for somebody.
You know, I see somebody walking down the street in a brown three-piece suit or something, or any kind of stereotype you like, it looks fantastic to me. I can't believe someone's life is actually like that. To me, that's fantastic. Someone can be that boring. So it's kind of sick humor, you know? We'd like to bring a little more sick humor back to rock and roll. Rock and roll is just way too healthy these days. It's horrible. It's obnoxious, you know? All these rock stars doing good all over the world and everything, you know? Oh, my God.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
Oh yes, Blag the Ripper, I have returned with my partner in crime, Mike Routier.
That's right, Blag. Each week, better than the next, this week, no exception.
Oh man, we are featuring my all-time favorite singer.
Yeah.
I get all misty-eyed when I think about this guy.
You and me both, man.
He brought me my rockabilly, my 60s punk. My punk rock, the man was all things to all people, and of course I'm talking about
Lux Interior.
Rock legend. It's a world exclusive.
Like that? That's
I'll
like
tell
the
you
purple
what.
Kniff. Just a little sneak preview.
Oh man, we brought out some crazy, weird, wild, wacky moments in Lux history. We've got obscure demos that you've never heard.
Yeah.
We got interviews from all across the globe. We even got a radio show that Lux himself put together featuring some of his favorite wild and wacky classic American original tunes. We went all around the world last week. We're bringing it back to home base this week, Mike.
It's all hometown USA garbage rock this week. And yeah, the Cramps did it better than anybody else. Even sometimes better than the originals. I'll put that out there. But they respected the originals, and I know you and I have a mutual love of Lux and the Cramps, and when he passed away...
And Ivy, I would lick her pussy tonight.
Really?
I started licking pussy after 30, Mike. After 30, you can lick it. It's okay.
Really?
You stay hetero.
It's fine. It's aged.
It's okay.
All right. You know, they've aged so well that they're actually ahead of everybody else. Maybe 2-3 years, would you say? Or what, like more like 6 or 7?
I'd give them at least 5 years ahead of their time.
I think 5 is the right spot.
On radio.
5 years ahead of my times. Lux Interior Tribute on radio.
Be like you want.
Look ahead, don't look behind. I'm 5 years. 'Cause I got a rocket in my pocket, thank you, and I'm raring to go. I got a rocket in my pocket and I'm raring to go. Oh, baby, don't bug me with no other show. Signal right. Oh, there'll be no rockin' up here tonight. Ain't nothing you can tell me I don't already know. I got a rocket in my pocket and I'm ready to go. Yeah, let's go someplace where we can rock a bit. I got a rocket in my pocket and I'm ready to go. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you, Lux. Hey, everybody, Lux Interior, the man himself right there. This is Radio Like You Want. My name's Mike Black. In the house, as always, Lux Interior tribute tonight.
You know how we do, man. Bringing out the finest in ancient recordings that the Cramps would have loved. Bringing out original wild interviews. And this interview that's coming up, Mike culled this one from the vaults.
Yeah, this one's good. Let's take a listen to what we just heard, though. Blag, you pulled that last one from your personal vaults, Rocket in Me Pocket from the Hot Club in Philly. What year did that come out?
1979. That one was live, and that song went on to be known as I Ain't Nothing But a Gore Hound.
That's right, coming out later on their Smell of Female. Well, you heard it live right there from Bootleg Twist and Shout. Before that, an early demo, another one that they twisted into another tune.
The classic Drug Train.
Mm-hmm, gotta like that one. Started out with 5 years Ahead of My Time, and that's it. A demo they did for A&M Records never came out, but that was going to be the follow-up to Psychedelic Jungle.
That was a classic by The Third Bardo.
Third
Don't
Bardo.
Ask me how I remember that, wow. But yeah, I'm 5 years ahead of my time. One of the great egotistical and classic 60s punk songs that the Cramps brought to our attention.
They brought a lot of stuff to our attention, Blag, including all the cool stuff about the old dances and weird stuff that went on that nobody really heard about in the history books. They did a Lux and Ivy did a cool thing and Fool's Paradise radio show. They did an interview, talked a lot about their inspiration. Here's a little ditty about the bug dance on radio.
Like you want.
Take it, Lux.
I like any of those bug records because I'm old enough to remember. I would watch in the windows at the teenage dances and stuff. My older brother who thought he was Marlon Brando and stuff like that would go to all these dances. I had to stand out and look in the windows, but there were these girls, just the sexiest girls you've ever seen in the tightest clothes and stuff there. And the one great dance was the bug. I thought it was the greatest one ever because they just do all this stuff. They just move around and grab themselves all over, and they were searching. They had a bug on them, just like a cat or something, and they were just grabbing it from every place they shouldn't have been grabbing it. And then finally, they'd grab it and they'd get it and they'd throw it on the person next to it. And then that girl would start, you know, doing her.
It was a dance.
Oh man,
yeah, stomping roaches.
Kind of a dance. It was more like of a conniption fit, you know. But wow, a very sexy dance.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using Jim Warfare. Rock.
While I got you here, I got to ask you about a mutual hero we share. Of course, the radio legend, Pete Myers, best known as Mad Daddy. And Lux, you were able to hear Mad Daddy, and he cast a long shadow over
your life. I actually talked to him on the phone the week that he left to go to New York to be snubbed. He talked to me on the phone for like a couple of minutes in rhyme, just like on the radio show.
Well, for the uninitiated, I've got just a short clip of Mad Daddy. I thought we'd give a roll here. So let's take a, you know, and he was so great, so talented that the ads were exciting and bizarre.
It's just like a rock and roll record.
Straight razor.
So let's listen to the dehumidifier here.
Do you have a moldy basement? Is your basement full of toadstools and fungus? Is it causing damage? Don't lose tools and valuable clothes to rust and corrosion. The answer, of course, is an RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifier. The world's only complete dehumidifier. Just plug it in, no pans to empty, no more moisture worries of any kind. The RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifier turns itself on, takes the moisture out of the air, automatically empties the water into your drain, regardless of where the dehumidifier is placed, and then turns itself off. The RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidity, it removes 26 pints of water in 24 hours and is guaranteed to outperform any other on the market or your money back. A dehumidity is a must on a day like this, but just a dehumidity fire alone is not enough. The RCA Whirlpool is the world's only completely automatic electric dehumidifier. I did it! From America's most complete family of home appliances, an RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifiers start at $88.
Let's go to bed. I am the madman.
right there. Mad Daddy paying tribute to his big inspiration, the Mad Daddy. We heard a little bit of Mad Daddy, the actual
Goulardi.
Mad Daddy, before that, doing a little advertisement for water heaters, right? Or some bullshit like that.
I'm telling you what.
Humidifiers.
Apparently, the Mad Daddy was a crazy character. We had ours in Illinois. They called him Svengoolie. Everybody in the Midwest had these crazy...
Well, that's what was cool. Yeah, everyone had their little horror chiller theater. But the Mad Daddy was a DJ, right? And then Goulardi...
That's right.
...was the horror chiller theater guy in the Lux hometown. Both of those guys together pretty much so made up the Cramps ethos. Human Fly before that, and then we heard Lux talk about the Bugs Dance. Both of those interview clips came from the Fool's Paradise radio show. Now, Blag, this is the part where the dwarves... The Cramps and SpongeBob all intersect.
We all intersect here.
How does that happen?
It took SpongeBob to bring us together. Well, Sergeant Saltpeter, original bass player in the Dwarves, mm-hmm. and the Doctor of Scatology, knows more about feces than anyone I've ever met. He wrote a lot of the songs for SpongeBob, and in the first season, I was lucky enough to get to sing one. Nobody knew that SpongeBob was going to be the phenomenon that it was. But what they said to me was, hey, you know, we want Lux Interior, but we don't think we can afford him. Can you go on and imitate Lux?
Is that right?
I said, shit, that's what I've been doing for 20 years. So
born
they sent
to
me
do
in.
That.
And then, of course, the next year when the show had exploded, they brought in the man himself, Lux Interior. So,
well, let's hear the one that you did. This one's called Do the Sponge from the SpongeBob soundtrack. Ever thought you heard Blag on a kiddie thing?
You got to thank Sergeant Saltpeter, the Doctor of Scatology. It's SpongeBob Radio.
Like you want.
All right, you invertebrates, I'm going to teach you how to do the sponge. Well, if you take your leg and you stick it in the air, and then you take the other one and jam it right up there, you twist yourself around and give a great big lunge. Now you're doing the sponge. I do the sponge, sponge, I do the sponge. Bet your buns are doing the sponge. Well, now first you take your leg and you stick it in the air, and then you take you're the one, and you jam it right up there. You twist yourself around, and you give a great big lunge. Now you're doing, now you're doing the sponge. All right now, yeah, undo the sponge, sponge, undo the sponge. Before you know you're taking the plunge, I say the sponge, sponge, undo the sponge. Bet yourself on you're doing the sponge. Yeah, bet so much that you win the sponge. Oh yeah, well, would you win the sponge? Oh, I say the sponge, sponge, you do the sponge. Yeah, do the sponge, sponge, would you the sponge? Would you the sponge, 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 sponge.
Come with me to the land I love. It's not right here down the street or up above. It's down below in the deep blue sea, where SpongeBob lives and the fun is always free. Down, down, down to the bottom of the sea, where our salty friend SpongeBob waits for you and me.
Down, down, down.
Ah, we'll have lots of fun. You and me forever in the underwater sun. We'll catch some jellyfish if we get a chance. Say hello to Patrick and do a little dance. Karate chop, Sandy. Sea squid get a tan. Eat a Krabby Patty and foil plankton's plan.
Down, down, down
to the bottom of the sea. We'll hook up with SpongeBob and his snail Gary.
Down, down, down.
Oh, we'll have lots of fun. You and me forever in the underwater sun.
Underwater sun.
All right, SpongeBob and everyone in Love and Lux there on Radio Like You Want. My name's Mike Black in the studio with me, as always, Under the Sun. That's Lux Interior there on the SpongeBob soundtrack. What, season two? Before that, Black himself doing his best Lux impersonation, Do the Sponge, SpongeBob season one.
You know what? That is a classic cartoon. So proud to be associated with the SpongeBob family. You know, every Christmas there's
Lux and Black. Yeah. Who did you think that would be part of the SpongeBob
family? We're all
family?
Just part of the SpongeBob family. So there
this
you go.
This is the Lux tribute right here on Radio Like You Want, and it rolls on faster than ever. We got a segment coming up here that features, I'd have to say, of all the eras of the Cramps, probably my favorite is the Kid Congo years.
Those were great years. They kind of got into the psychedelic thing at that point, and the Kid had a great sound. Brian Gregory had a great jagged,
kind of crazy
sound. You
gotta like Brian Gregory too. I'm not dissing no one else, but my favorite, if I had to pick one, I'm going Kid Congo.
When I first saw him, that was the lineup, and it was a classic time to see him. They were really the mightiest band in America at that point with the Kid.
So I dug up this interview here. It's from New York Night Train, and that's actually a really cool podcast you find online. It has the whole it's hours of interviews with Kid Congo, Gun Club, Cramps, Bad Seeds, and Beyond. Plucked out some stuff from the Cramps years and mixed it in with some tunes from when he was in the band, and thought I might share it with each and every one of you.
Kid Congo is a great guitar player. He's a wild character. He's been in some amazing bands, and he's got one of the fruitiest voices I've ever heard. So you're going to enjoy this.
You'll
on
hear that.
Radio
Like You Want, Green Fuzz.
When we recorded Psychedelic Jungle, we did it at A&M Studios, which I think was a very different kind of thing for the Cramps to do, because they had recorded before with Alex Chilton in Memphis and at Sam Phillips Studio, and, you know, everything had been quite historic about that. We did lots of different weird experiments, like taking lots of speed so that we would be like ghosts when we played, and I think that worked sometimes, and I can't remember, because you can't remember things when you're on speed. Man, I remember when we did that song, She Said, Lux, to get the correct Hazel Atkins sound and phrasing, he stuffed a styrofoam cup in his mouth and sang the entire song chewing on a styrofoam cup. So this is where I was learning what recording technique was about. And then we just ran around throwing ashtrays and screaming. And I was really happy with the sounds. I really like, you know, I Can't Find My Mind. Like, we got this, maybe we did become ghosts, because you could hear these really weird overtones and things, like in my guitar in that song. Every time the guitar stops, you can hear like these breaks. You can hear this like squeak. It's like bomb. It's like bomb. It's like amazing, amazing sound. Yeah, so like songs like Beautiful Gardens was totally improvised song. I think we had a riff. I just kept playing some crazy riff. And again, that was one of our ghost songs where we completely improvised the song. So we just started playing a riff and a beat, and then Lux went off and we went wherever it went. It went into some beautiful gardens. And it's funny, there's a backwards vocal on it. And at one point, it kind of like fades out and comes back in, and you hear this back weird sound. And it's Luck saying, "If you knew what I knew about this record company, this place would be a parking lot."
Gulati plays nothing but poker. See, what you do in poker, you get a girl, and you poke her.
My baby does the hanky-panky. 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 I saw her walking on down the line. You know I saw her.
Cramps were very spontaneous type of band. Live, you know, it was about creating an atmosphere of the wildest thing possible. Lux is the ringleader of that, and Ivy holds it down, you know, and they were some wild shows, especially the European shows. I did a lot of touring with them, and it was in the era where, especially in the UK, where people spit on you if they liked you, and so we were often just covered in gob. We were really not going to back down. We were not the backing down kind of band, you know. They were some crazy magic voodoo crazy shows, and Lux did incredible things on stage I've never seen anyone do that were so dangerous and crazy, like just for anything from jumping off of speaker stacks, swinging a microphone with the lead so long that you thought he was going to decapitate you, but he never did. And he would tie me up by the legs with a mic cord and drag me around the stage while I was still playing, like during Surfing Bird usually. Fights would always erupt in the audience, girls' clothes came off, and then girls' clothes came off and then Lux would be wearing them, and you know, the audience would pull Lux in the audience, and Nick would jump from back of his drum kit and jump in the fray, and you know, it was pretty, you know, wild. And if something bad was happening, Ivy would like snap her fingers and point, and we'd have to go and like beat someone up, and it was like being in a gang, like a juvenile delinquent gang. And it was great. You know, it was my juvenile delinquent fantasy come true.
I saw saw walking on down a line. You know I saw for the very first time.
So on tour, I guess I got to really know the band. Lux is completely hysterical. He is so completely funny all the time. So everything like turned into some crazy situation. He was uncensored. Remember, we were out at an American tour, and we're at some, you know, roadside diner, you know, in the middle of God knows where, you know, in Arkansas or somewhere. And we were like eating, and of course everyone's completely staring at us because we look like the Cramps, you know, like monsters to them. This is really, really fat woman came in, like giant middle America, giant fat, big ass stretch pants woman. And Lux just like went, "Make way," really loud when she came in. And she just turned around to him and came right up to him and was like, "You little punk, I'm gonna crush you." She was like a lady wrestler or something. She's like, "I'm gonna, like, you know," and we were just like, just dying, laughing. And she went away, like, luckily, and didn't, like, punch him out. But, like, that was the kind of thing, like, Lux was really good at. like, so hysterical.
Like you want the Cramps from the mighty, mighty Smell of Female record, Call of the Wig Hat. Before that, we heard their cover of Tommy James' classic, My Baby Does the Motherfucking Hanky Panky. Beautiful Gardens. That was from the Psychedelic Jungle record, one of the classic standout Kid Congo years efforts.
You betcha.
And we opened up with his cover, the Cramps cover of Green Fuzz by Randy Alvey and the Green Fuzz. Someday we got to play that one. One of the most incompetent 60s records
ever. That's one of the ones that for sure the Cramps nailed it better than the original.
Well, you couldn't be worse, but that was part of the beauty of it. It was one of those like Plan 9 from Outer Space type efforts.
It was. All those, of course, coming from the Kid Congo era, and we heard some interviews interspliced with those songs from Kid Congo. Check that out, New York Night Train. Go hunt that down online. There's hours of Kid Congo talking about stuff, and the Cramps stuff is priceless. But
well, you know, speaking of taking over the Night Train, Lux took over the Night Train and did his own show, the classic Purple Kniff radio show.
Yeah.
He raided his own record collection. He raided his sound effects collection. And
his effects pedals busted those up.
My boy Lux sounds like he got into the speed that night because he sounds high as a motherfucker.
I'm wishing I ripped him
mind.
Off. In fact, I probably did rip him off a couple times, but this is such a perfect thing. Just break out the effects pedals, get weird, do a couple gronkers, and hey, you got yourself a radio show.
I'll tell you what, that's how we do it here on Radio Like You Want. But you know what? Lux Interior is going
to
do it for
you. Let's turn this
thing
over to Lux. We're doing a tribute. Let's just let the man do it himself.
Purple Kniff style. Let's take it, Lux.
Get out your magic decoder rings, boys and girls, and stay tuned to find out how you can win many valuable prizes.
For a brief instant, there is the silence of outer space. Then the antennas shoot forth, and like the cry of a newborn babe, a tiny voice is heard from the vastness of space, 560 miles above the Earth. A lonely and mysterious cry that forever separates the old from the new. A sound that marks the birth of a new era for mankind.
Walking down the streets so late at night.
Jack-o-ramba!
Mother's calling and supper's near.
Jack-o-ramba!
Well, I see him standing there. I don't know. One more time now.
Jack-o-ramba!
Jack-o-ramba! Every now and then my mother calls. Junior, get help! This bad old man's getting near. Well, I saw him up in the tree. Oh, baby, who? One more time now. This like no sound.
And this is the Purple Kniff from Los Angeles, California. Hope you enjoy the ride.
Well, you've heard of this sound from a cosmic cloud.
Well, everyone thought that it went away, but another bird's mass and is here to stay. With a brand new sound to make you jump and shout. So baby, papa, papa, now, now.
Part time.
Psychedelic around here. That was Lux Interior, the classic. And I'll tell you what, Mike was just laughing. We used to talk into a sock here. I gave us a makeover. Now we're talking into an orange fuzzball.
Now we're talking into two socks.
That's
you
right.
Invested
so
heavily in our equipment.
That's right. I got a pair of socks. Oh man! I'll
what
tell
a
you what.
Show, Black. We just paid our big old tribute to Lux Interior right there. That radio show is classic stuff, folks. Hunt it down online. The Purple Kniff Show. Lux is doing his thing, imitating radio like you want.
That's right. If you're lucky enough to find it, and you know what, this was a crazy week. It was. Wait.
What the? Wait a minute. We already did like 2 hours of garage.
We had to do this.
What the
it was
hell
a
are
garagey
you playing
kind
for?
Of week, and so
hey,
we just had to throw in the Monster Chiller.
Week.
Listen, Big Mike, you ruled it this week. We're
hey,
taking
we
him out
it.
With the
Lux
cramps.
Ruled it.
Lux
Radio. Forever. Stay sick out there, everybody. We'll be right back. Hosni Mubarak. So what do you, Black, what do you think about Hosni Mubarak?
Mike is practicing. He's going to get a gig on CNN. That's what he's been working on.
What do you think of Hosni Mubarak? Black Dahlia, you're next.
Just
Reverend
having the
Desmond
name
Tutu.
Hosni.
What do you think?
Just calling him Hosni right there. Doesn't that pretty much
John
lay
Baker III, your opinion. All right. Well, I'm just practicing.
Morton Condrake. Wrong.
Wrong. All right. Hey, we got to get the fuck out of here. It's been such fun playing tribute to our idol here.
Lux Interior.
Remembering the great man that he was, celebrating his life.
That was only part one, Mike. We put so much stuff in the can, in the hopper. We're going to do a Cramps part
Numero
two sometime.
Numero trois. Say it isn't so.
I'm telling you what, man. I love this show, and I love you. Everybody go out to the website,
RadioLikeYouWant.com is the place to be.
You can download the show. You can always hear podcasts.
Send us your songs. Send us your thoughts.
That's right. Call us. We got a phone number there. You can Skype us. Call us up. Leave us messages. Make requests.
Let's get out of here, Black. Let's
shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
I don't care about you. Kick it out.
Greedy. Worldwide.